today.
An Army major who was mortified about being deployed to Iraq decides to dig his heels in, kill 12 people and wound 31 others at an unsuspecting group in Fort Hood at Killeen, Texas. That's the headquarters where they are, basically, in that area. Fort Hood is huge with the amount of people that you have on that base. The good news is, if you can say it's good news, really, is there anything good out of this, but that the Army Major Malik Hassan is alive. He was shot, but he's in stable condition. He's an Army psychiatrist who opened fire at the Texas base, allegedly, as I said, killing the 12 and wounding others. There were different stories reported during the day. It was tough to get a lot of information, even in calling around, because it kept switching. And naturally it would, because it was unfolding in the afternoon, and things were changing. And this case, initially, it was thought that there were a couple of different shooters, but no, it was just the one. So sadly, this is where we start here once again during this hour of America Tonight. We're going to talk about a couple of other things. Healthcare, what's the latest deal there? There's a big thing today in Washington. John Boehner spoke out for the GOP. We'll let you hear what he had to say. Also, one of the polygamists at that FLDS ranch has been convicted of sexual assault. He could go away for 20 years. This is just the first one. There's going to be others who are being tried as a result of that phone call. What was it, over a year and a half ago, that led to all the lawyers marching on in and being part of the biggest custody case in U.S. history, and some things were revealed as a result of that, and I think it's a good thing. Let's jump back, though, quickly here to what happened at Fort Hood. The FBI had seen some ramblings on the Internet, discussions about suicide bombings and other threats that apparently are tied to this Army major. So, you know, the first things that you say to yourself is, okay, well, the FBI does that. They're trolling through the Internet. They're trying to find these people. They found others. Why didn't they stop him? Why didn't they approach him? This is a guy who was born and raised in Virginia. He was the son of, parents from a Palestinian town very close to Jerusalem. He joined the Army right out of high school. Parents didn't want him to do it. He went through college, then medical school, and he trained to be a psychiatrist. That's the tale of what his background was. He was at Walter Reed for 6 years, apparently got a poor report, was then stationed at Fort Hood and was being deployed to Iraq, and he had counseled tons of returning soldiers with post-traumatic stress disorder, so knew firsthand what had happened to many of the soldiers who had gone overseas, and was terrified, apparently, about the realities of war, according to a family member. He did not want to go. Daily, he was complaining and worried. But there are a couple of things that don't make sense. First, he's there on the base. Why then? He wasn't leaving till the end of November. What triggered that particular moment or opportunity for him? And as I mentioned, the FBI investigation is troubling, that they were aware of these postings by a guy who called himself Nidal Hassan. And in the postings, clearly, and there were a lot of them, they talked about suicide bombers and compared suicide bombers, or he did, who sacrificed themselves to protect Muslims, to a soldier who threw himself on a grenade. And in fact, one of the posts said, if one suicide bomber can kill 100 enemy soldiers because they were caught off guard, that would be considered a strategic victory. And the FBI is saying, hey, they couldn't confirm that the writer was this major. And to me, I don't understand that. If they had 6 months and they were looking at it and they were concerned about it, that seems like a long time. As a result, the base, of course, was closed for a while, and the flags are being flown at half-mast. throughout the state of Texas and will be through the weekend. Sadly, more stories are emerging about those that were killed and those that were injured who were getting ready to be deployed or even some who had come back. And I'll tell you, it's gruesome. It had to have angered so many people. And I know many of you obviously very upset as well, because you think of what people are sacrificing in the first place, the people on that base and what they're doing, and so many of them who were getting ready to be deployed. And here's the scoop. Now as well, the Muslim community is concerned about backlash. CARE immediately came out and condemned what happened on the base, and you know, said that their thoughts go out to the people on the base, etc. And to trace the steps back, he and his cousin had been practicing Muslims, and they became more devout, apparently, after the death of his parents, but had not really, according to family members, really expressed anti-American views or radical kind of ideas other than the postings that we believe could be traced back, or the FBI thinks could be traced. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. He gets the first crack. Hey, Sam. All right. If Sam calls back, we'll let him back on. But we've got Al who's listening to us in Canada. Hey, Al. All right. We lost both Al and Sam. If you guys call back, we'll give you a free pass. Probably there's a technical thing with the two of them calling in. But 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. So this picture starts to emerge of Hassan. I gave you some of the background, born in Virginia, etc. He was a U.S. citizen of Jordanian descent. Military records show that he received his appointment to the Army as a first lieutenant in June of 97. He graduated from Virginia Tech. And, you know, the rest is history. Did a couple of things at the School of Medicine in Bethesda, then went on as an intern and finally a resident and a fellow at Walter Reed. He was promoted to captain in 2003 and then a major in May. And in 2009, he completed a fellowship in disaster and preventative psychiatry. And of course, there are other things in his background, like he was awarded the National Defense Service Medal and the Global War on Terrorism Service Medal and the Army Service Ribbon, but was never deployed outside the U.S., and this was now going to be his first deployment. So the questions become Fort Hood and the protection of the people there, these shootings, just absolutely shocking, and could they have been prevented? Did anybody around him, closer to him than just the Internet postings, have any kind of a clue? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Thoughts on the flip side?
Home building industry is changing, and going green doesn't have to cost more. Learn about natural heating and cooling strategies, healthy, eco-friendly materials, and super energy efficiency. Tune into Living Shelter Design on webtalkradio.net to get ideas from top innovators in green power, integrated design, water systems, and healthy homes. Whether for personal comfort or professional awareness, make Living Shelter Design on webtalkradio.net your new home information source.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, Jolene,
Hi, there's a tea party on the Hill. We're going to talk about that. A bunch of people arrested outside of Nancy Pelosi's office, the Speaker of the House, for ranting and raving about health care. We'll let you hear what John Boehner had to say and a couple of other things as well that happened on the Hill, including the Senate panel okaying the climate bill, even with the GOP, of course, boycotting it. You know how I feel about some of the things that they have in there, ridiculous. But you're not going to see a big vote on any of that. I don't think at this point. Already we're into November. Sadly, starting November here, heading into a weekend, the people in Fort Hood in Killeen, Texas, have their world shattered because 12 soldiers are dead and 31 others are wounded. And there's just a lot of questions about this major, Malik Hassan, and what was the motivating factor, what pushed him over the edge. Let's go across the border to those boys in Canada. First, Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Oh, boy, what happened to me? I know, I can't compare what happened in Texas to what happened to that kid, you know, in the major junior hockey game last week. But okay, is he going to be tried under military law, or is the FBI stepping in and saying, guess what, we arrest you?
Well, no, I think it's going to be military law, but we have to wait and see, because they were saying they were looking at some internet ramblings, but they didn't go after him for that, and people are saying he was not anti-American or any of that. So there's some fallout here, but I think it's going to be a military deal.
Okay. You think maybe he just
snapped?
Yeah.
It sounds as though he did. It sounds like the second he knew he was going to be deployed, that's what really pushed him over the edge. But you know what? Look at all these other people that have been deployed. You certainly can't use that as a reason for doing what he did. But
right.
What was it that caused him to do that, to go down that road? Somebody who specialized in psychiatry and somebody who was treating people with post-traumatic stress disorder. It's a stunner. It's a stunner, I'll tell you that. I mean,
it was the lead story on the national news.
Of course.
Because the original lead story was the Calgary Flames and how they didn't have to wait in line for their H1N1 shots. They sort of like did an end around in Alberta, and the Ministry of Health is looking into this. Says, how are, you know, normal working people waiting in line upwards of 8, 10, 12 hours, and the Calgary Flames with their families don't, and they interview with the players, and the players said, we're hockey players.
Yeah, so give us a break. Exactly.
Right.
Whatever.
I know Fort Hood how do you pronounce the name of the town? Colleen?
It's Colleen. Colleen, Texas.
Okay, because I have someone at work, her name is Colleen, so I don't.
Yeah.
Where is that exactly? Where in Texas?
Well, you're talking about a town that's in the southern part of Texas, and it's it's a very small, remote area, and very troubling for the people there, because they had a situation where somebody went into a cafeteria and blasted a bunch of people and killed them. I mean, it's like I said, it's an area it's a very small area.
And
small town.
Yeah, and it's probably like the biggest employer.
Oh, absolutely, yes. It's a huge base. You know, over 50,000 people on the base.
Oh boy, that's talking about a kick in the butt. That is definitely a kick in the butt. Is the Army going to bring grief counselors for some of the wounded people or their families or some of the people in the town?
Yeah, I would think they would. I mean, this is, again, you're talking about Central Texas. It's the largest employer, as you were getting to there.
Right.
Like I said, the troops and the other people that were on the base at the time, it's the only military post in the U.S. that actually supports two full armored divisions, the 1st Cavalry Division and the 4th Infantry Division. So I think there's a lot of things that could happen here for sure. I mean, think of the people living near the base and the
right.
community and whatnot.
Now,
yeah.
Unfortunately, all the people that were killed, were all of the military personnel?
No, most of them were, but there were a couple that were civilians.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, again, sad, sad, sad. Sam, we have some other people waiting to chime in on this one. You have a great weekend.
Take care, gorgeous.
All right, let's go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Kate?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard whether that psychiatrist is going to survive?
He is. He was shot. He's in stable condition. He's going to survive, yeah.
So he can't stand trial, because I heard he was shot. At first they said he was killed, and then they said he was shot several times. You know, it's kind of crazy. In a room full of soldiers and one psychiatrist, why is it the only guy with guns is the psychiatrist?
Exactly.
Doesn't make any sense. Why wouldn't at least some of these soldiers have handguns or have revolvers at least?
So well, for some reason on the base, you think about it, they don't carry around those live rounds. You have MPs and guards and whatnot, but the guys themselves don't don't do that. And what the people at Fort Hood are saying, I was talking to someone earlier, that this is a very isolated thing for them. They didn't realize that there were increased security things that were happening at other U.S. bases, that they hadn't taken some of the steps, I guess, that other military bases had taken as a result of what's been happening lately in the war and et cetera. But, you know, again, it is baffling. I agree.
Yeah, and also, Kate, have the Dallas Cowboys been able to jump the queue and jump to the front of the line and get the vaccinations for that H1N1? Because there's a big hubbub up here in Canada. The Toronto Maple Leafs jumped the queue. They went to the first of the line, and they got they're not really considered a high-risk group, but they got to the front of the line, and they got their H1N1 vaccinations. Have the Dallas Cowboys been managed to do that, or...?
No conversation on that. They probably don't even want the shots, so no, we haven't talked about athletes doing that now.
Yeah, I don't know why everybody is so upset. This will be the only time that the Toronto Maple Leafs will be first in anything.
Ba-dum-bum, we almost need a drum roll there for that one. That was good, Al.
So we shouldn't begrudge the Toronto Maple Leafs their only chance of being first in line for number one in anything.
Yeah, no kidding. On that note, you have a good one. Thank you. Boy, sounds like a long-suffering either Toronto fan or not a big Toronto fan. It's needless to say that, as I mentioned before, there are other things that happen during the day, but this certainly takes front and center. When you have that many people, one killed and the others wounded, and you think of this, the sacrifice that people make in serving and what they go through, and to have him, to have this Army Major, Malik Hassan, to have him open fire, I'm sure the shock was just overwhelming to many of them. And, of course, now you're talking about families. Families getting phone calls, worried to death about their loved ones serving anyway, just praying that they're going to come back in one piece and they're going to see them again. They're getting ready to be deployed, and here they are on our soil, and they're dead. Or they're wounded. And it's awful. It's, you know, I'm at a lack of words almost in everything that I've seen and talking to a couple different people. We're going to have somebody on Sunday night to talk about bases and the procedures at bases and all that other sort of stuff, because we have nothing really but questions. And the biggest question, I think, can be answered by the gunman himself, since he survived, since he was wounded at the scene, but was captured alive. And to me, that's the best thing in this whole deal, that he's in stable condition, because it's the why that really tugs on so many people. And according to family members, he wasn't anti-American, but yet he was rambling crazy things on websites. He was posting things on the Internet. 800-259-5791. More with all of you coming up around the bend.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AaronAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AaronAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AaronAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AaronAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
What happened with this major, and a fellow officer says he fought his deployment to Iraq, argued with a lot of soldiers who supported U.S. wars, and he actually required counseling as a medical student because of problems with patients. And, of course, his name appears on some internet postings as well. And what else can we find out about the man who is responsible for the worst mass killing on a U.S. military base? What we want to know, the most important thing, the biggest thing of all, is the motive behind what set off Army Major Malik Hassan, who allegedly went crazy and killed the 12 people and the 31 others who were wounded. Here's what happened during the day, because it kept switching whether or not he was dead, how many people had died and how many were wounded. So constantly throughout the afternoon, he was trotted out before the mics and the television cameras. Major General Robert Cohn, here was the last update from him on the situation.
I'm General Cohn, commanding general of Fort Hood, Marine Corps. As I mentioned before, this has been a tragic incident, and our hearts and prayers go out to those who have been impacted here today. I've personally spoken with the president, and he has extended his condolences and offered his support to the Fort Hood and surrounding community. The investigation is ongoing, but preliminary reports indicate there was a single shooter that was shot multiple times at the scene. However, he was not killed as previously reported. He is currently in custody and in stable condition. I say again, the shooter is not dead, but in custody and in stable condition. This is a cooperative investigation and state and federal law enforcement officials. Earlier it was reported that one victim was killed was a female civilian officer. We now know that the female officer is alive, just out of surgery and in stable condition. She is believed to be the first responder who shot the suspect. At this time, the number of victims killed remains 12, with 31 injured. At Fort Hood tonight, we're focusing on three areas. First and foremost, the care of the wounded. Second, security of this installation. This post is no longer locked down, as you can see, but we will continue to operate at a heightened level of security as well as continue to investigate to ensure that no threats remain. Third, we will continue to focus on casualty assistance efforts, including casualty notification and grief counseling. I want to take a moment to praise the efforts of our first responders and all of the agencies who have come to support our soldiers and families in this critical time. And it is truly overwhelming, the offers of support that we have had at the national and local level in dealing with this situation. Tomorrow at Fort Hood, we will observe a day of mourning. Fort Hood and local schools will be open, and we'll move back to normalcy as soon as possible.
All right, on that note, let's head out to the lines. Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. Before I get to Fort Hood, I forgot to tell you, we made, the town I moved about the house in Utah, Saratoga Springs, we made history in our state the other night.
What? How did you make history?
We voted the first African-American woman mayor in the history of the state of Utah.
Oh.
And as the mayor, she's, her name is, Mia Love, and I'm just dying to be able to call her Mama Mia, of course, you know, but, anyway, and a little tid, ABBA there, but, uh-huh. Any case, she's Harvard educated, very smart, very nice, so, we're all pretty excited about it.
Good.
And, town's 99% white, so, whoever says we're racist don't know what they're talking about, right?
Exactly.
But anyway, though, as to Fort Hood, I got up this afternoon and I heard this thing, and immediately I thought of a friend of mine. And you remember back in 06, a few years back, my good friend lost his son over in Iraq and
yes,
left his wife and four kids behind. And well, his other son is a surgeon for the Army. He just got promoted to light colonel, and guess where he's stationed?
Fort Hood.
Yeah, so my first thought was, uh-oh. So I called Jerome, and I said, you got to call your son to make sure he's all right. And I got back with him later, and he said, well, I couldn't get through to him. I called to talk to his wife, and she said, well, he's been in surgery all day, taking care of all these people. There's quite a few people, the 31 there, that are critically injured, and, so hopefully they won't die, they'll be able to overcome their injuries. But as for what happened, the first thing when I, they said that there was two guys running, that, one shooter was dead and two other guys in custody. And so right away you think, well, three guys, it can't be just somebody flipping out. You think
sure.
it's a terrorist attack or something. Of course, we had the Fort Dix Six that got caught there in New Jersey a while back. And,
mm-hmm.
and so, you know that there's terror, there's people in this country that are, buying into this wacko, this right-wing extremist Islamic crap, and they want to do what they can to cause injury and harm, and then in any case though, it was the first thought, and then the second part that got me was where the attack happened at the deployment center, and I thought, I don't know if you remember listening to the or paying attention to any of the places that back in Iraq where. Back when they were having all the bombings and everything, where it was got really bad, and And most of those were happening at, there was quite a few of them were happening at the recruitment centers, you know, where, mm-hmm. you know, 1,500 guys are just yep. standing out there waiting, ready to join the Iraqi army, and mm-hmm. some guy comes up and blows them up. So
yeah.
it's kind of like, well, for some reason that seems to be a target that extremists want to hit. And so that's my first thought. That's what made me think. And then, of course, they just said it was a major that was in the army, and then he had a, you know, and then I, then he had a, you know, Islamic last name or name. And so, I just said, well, that sounds like maybe, something was going on too. And of course they've pretty much eliminated that it wasn't a terrorist attack that, it, you know, but then you go to who this guy is, and a psychiatrist, and I don't know if you remember the movie Color of Night with, Bruce Willis
and
you know, he was a shrink and Scott Bakula was another shrink, and they were, you know, seeing each, you know, and I started thinking, you know, these shrinks, and especially these guys coming home, and always this nice lady called up on the, from, Cedar City down south, onto the radio today, and was talking about her son who just came back from Rocky Station at Fort Hood, and he was alright. He wasn't one of the ones hurt, but, you know, they went out to see him, a couple weeks ago, and they said, you know, the phone and everything, he sounds just right, but they can tell there's a big difference in him right now. He's not near as jovial and happy as he was before he went over there. And,
sure.
And so, you know, there's some, you know, there's a lot of battle scar damage that's done, and who knows all the crazy stuff that's going on. They accidentally shoot kids and, you know, or civilians or whatever, and it gets into their head. And so you've got these shrinks that are trained to take care of this. But then the question, I guess, is who takes care of the shrinks? You know, I mean, you know, when you're listening to this stuff all the time, and there were some warning signs here, unfortunately, Kate, and, you know, this guy did, you know, most people in the military, you know, I was in the military, and, you know, when they get deployed or they're told where to go, they just do it, and, you know, there's not too much complaint. Probably 99% just say, okay, this is, you know, they understand that's the job, and I gotta go do it, and do what they tell me to do, and they don't like it maybe a lot of times, you know, I didn't get sent to Thule, Greenland for 6 months, and, do you know how cold it is in Greenland, Kate?
Yep, like a zillion degrees below zero.
Yeah, people think it's cold in Wyoming. I just laugh. But in any case, though, you know, you do it because that's the job, you know. But then there's, you know, one out of 100 maybe that complains about it and tries to get out of it or deserts or whatever. And, you know, and this guy, because of the position he was in, is what's got me, is the fact that he was complaining, he didn't want to go over there and everything, and you know, and you're, I just think there were some warning signs that might have been missed that, you know, hey, this guy's a psychiatrist, and, you know, he ought to be able, one of all people ought to be able to handle the emotional, baggage that comes with being in a war zone, you know, and.
Right,
and
something so, wasn't right. You know, it's like right. The guys that, we know that happened in Iraq. There were a couple of incidents, remember, some terrible ones, where a soldier ended up shooting a couple of other soldiers because he flipped out. Same thing. Now you have a guy that's involved in psychiatry, like you say. Specifically, he's treating at Walter Reed post-traumatic stress disorder, then comes to Fort Hood. And you're right, there were certainly red flags, and your point was great, Don, as somebody who served. You might complain to your family, to whatever, you take your assignments, though, and you go, but he was really upset about his deployment, and he was begging not to have to go. Coming up on the show, thanks, Don, we're going to talk with Michael Anthony, who's got a book out called Mass Casualties. We had him on before, just 25 years old, and he was in a situation where he was deployed, was a medic, came from a family where everybody served, and then, of course, was stunned at some of the things that he saw. And he also, before getting deployed, we'll talk about what some people did, the extremes that they went to try to not get deployed because they didn't want to be deployed. And then others who still were sent no matter what they did, including somebody who got off their antidepressants, was told to get off their antidepressants, and too bad they had to go, and then went around trying to stab people. So we know that there have been problems in the past, but this doesn't give this guy a free pass by any stretch of the imagination. Really, it's the why, sadly. And what does this do for the families of the people that were killed and even those that were wounded? 800-259-5791.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Oh, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child.
Obviously, about what happened at Fort Hood, you can send them to us at americatonight.net. Kate Delaney, name of the show is America Tonight. And of course, the water cooler buzz, sadly, is negative, sad, depressing, shocking. Use any adjective you want. And I'm sure there are families tonight that just are grieving beyond belief. More than any of us can fathom at this moment. You think the sacrifice some of these families have made, and then this army psychiatrist identified as the attacker guns down in cold blood 12 people and wounds 31 others right there in Fort Hood. Let's go to John, who's listening to us in Iowa. Hey, John.
Hey, Kate. I'm going to take a little bit harder stance on this, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saddened. I watched from when it started to when, you know, it hadn't probably ended on TV yet. But I'm going to go through a couple things with you. Do you remember the day that Mel Gibson was pulled over for DUI and went on his rant?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the biggest story that day wasn't Mel Gibson being pulled over? The biggest story was a 20-some-year-old Muslim man in Seattle that walked into a pregnancy center and shot and killed 4 or 5 women, innocent women. We're in an environment where we live in a democracy, but at some point you have got to take a stand or your country is going to fall. Now, this guy, I was listening to the last guy talk, to me, when I heard the ramblings he said, when he said that Muslims need to stand up against the aggressor, and the guy that was with him that was talking about it said he thought that the guy was meaning that Muslims needed to stand up and fight with America. He meant Muslims need to stand up against Americans. Muslims have said all along they want to wipe out America. And they they are Muslim. Okay, they're radical Muslim. They're not mainstream Muslim, but they're Muslims. It's
all right, so you wait. Let me stop you there. So you believe because that you believe that, and he was. You're right. He was rambling on internet sites. The FBI was going to. They say that they were in the process of getting ready to seize his computer. So he was rambling on sites and comparing suicide bombers to the heroism of somebody, you know, landing on a grenade and protecting fellow soldiers and all that other sort of stuff. So there's no question. So you think he was radicalized. You're saying he's not just some guy that went nutty because of the post-traumatic stress that he was treating other people for, and not in combination with that. You say flat out it's because he was just like the guy in Dallas, just like the guy in Denver, just like a couple of other many situations that we could point to in this country, that was the reason why.
When I heard, I was watching Fox News and Kay Bailey Hutchinson was on.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about the guy's name, and they didn't want to mention it because they weren't, the Pentagon hadn't verified that this was the guy's name. They mentioned that you may be kind of surprised. Well, in the background, I don't know who it was, but somebody said something to somebody else about, it's been mentioned that he was a recent convert to Islam. If he was recently converted, to me, he's radicalized. And we probably have people, Kate, you know, among us in jobs that Muslims go to. They're perfectly normal, but they're on a mission. Would you deny that?
I disagree with you. I think there are good, kind, decent Muslim people, and I think there are sleeper cells, there are radicalized Islamic jihadist giants in the weight, sleeping giants across the country. I think, yes, I think there are many, many people that would, love to kill us. I think that there are many radicalized Islamic people, both in prison and getting out of prison, some homegrown, some raised other places and then came here. So I agree in one sense, but I don't agree that every Muslim I've seen wants to murder me, wants to kill you, wants to chop off our heads, wants to do a suicide bomb attack.
I didn't mean that.
Okay.
You know,
so you agree with what I'm... So we're basically on the same page. So yes, there are absolutely... There are. I've said it a million times. I've had sources on the air. There's Hamas cells living among us.
What?
I live in an area where we had the biggest boondoggle of all time, where they were raising money for Osama bin Laden and others, and originally were getting away with it, but then were caught. So, oh, absolutely.
Dearborn, Michigan.
No, not Dearborn, Michigan, in Texas.
Yeah, but I'm saying Dearborn, Michigan is pretty much all Muslim, they say.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at England, what they're going through. They've got Muslims rioting in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
So here's
what the problem is, John. Thanks for the call. I'm going to cut to the chase. Here's what the problem is: we don't allow profiling. So if it seems to be that it doesn't seem to be, it is this particular type of person that is doing harm to people in the United States or outside the borders or whatever. Oh no, we cannot. It's bad. We cannot. We have to be politically correct. We cannot profile. We cannot say that. And that is the part of the problem. That is the big part of this. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, you know, you talked about political correctness. That's the problem. You know, I'm so freaking... what did I tell you? Didn't I tell you that... look, Jen Napolitano said that gun owners and returning veterans and other people were going to be the threat to the society. Let me tell you something. There's two books on my shelf people should read. Stephen Emerson's American Jihad and a guy named Robert Chittum wrote Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America. They all predicted to the exactly what's going on here. This guy had his Facebook account was taken down. You spoke to Frank Gaffney. I spoke to Frank Gaffney about these sleeper cells. Look, the Lackawanna 8, the Fort Dix 6, the fella in North Carolina recently, the fella that fragged his co-military people with a grenade, he just did what was planned. Okay? No, of course not all Muslims are bad, but you know what? There really isn't a moderate Muslim. A lot of Muslims around the world agree with the idea of jihad, especially against America. He said it was okay for jihad. He said it was okay to kill the soldiers in Afghanistan, and he praised suicide bombing. America, you need to wake the freak up of what's going on here. I want this guy tortured during his interrogation when if he survives. I want to know what he really, exactly what he did. He planned it out to take out the military guys. They're dying in Afghanistan. They're dying in this country. And let me tell you something else, America. I know I don't have a lot of time. I'm going to do this, and you better do it. I don't care what jurisdiction you live in, whether they allow you to carry a firearm or not, okay, whether it's Michigan or Illinois, New York City, New Jersey, you're a concealed carry permit holder. You better pack your stuff, and you better be aware, because this guy can do it in a military base. There's soft targets all around the world, your local Walmart, your ShopRite. They're going to come after our kids in the school. I don't want it to happen, but I guarantee you, unless we have a moratorium on who we allow in this country, and we cannot find out where their allegiance lies. We got the USS New York docked near the Intrepid. We ought to let the Marines go into the mosque in Brooklyn and Patterson, where the 9/11 hijackers came from, and shut them down. England's falling because they refuse to throw these people out because they have money in the bank. We're going to fall. I don't give a damn. You people saying you're racist. You're this religion, these followers of the peaceful religion are out there. They're in the middle of our country. They surely want to get me too. Come on. You know what? America, you need to wake up. This is what, whether he's a recent convert or he was born that way, that's what he believes. We have allowed them into the country. It's enough. I don't give a F what Council of American Islamic Relations says. Read Jaina Davis's book, The Third Terrorist, about Oklahoma City, America Jihad. How much more? You know what? Be prepared for a lot more. If you don't want to hear what I'm saying, then stick your head back up your rear end and forget about it. We're a moratorium on a number of mosques that are built and other people that come in. I mean, I know how difficult it's going to be because, you know, we have... Don't ask, don't tell about gays in the military. Well, you know, don't ask, don't tell. Are you Islamic? They're going to hate it. But you know what? Severe consequences for us. We may not even survive this. I love you, Kate. I'll call you next week.
All right. So you can tell people are obviously very hot about this. Mark in New York and I have talked for years about some of the things that should be going on that aren't happening. And sadly, here we go again down this depressing road where you have families that are just in shock and disbelief. They don't understand how one day their son's on the base getting ready to be deployed, and now they get a phone call that he's already dead. My, oh, my. You can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.